This is Outposts, a semi-live broadcast from the deck area overlooking the Ocklawaha River. I'm Social Porter, and it's a beautiful evening. The stars are in full array. The moon is hung in the sky about halfway up, and there are a few low clouds away far off at the horizon. What an interesting word, horizon. It is a mysterious place to me. It's the distant edge of what we see with our eyes, our capabilities or experience, and changes its position as we change ours. The horizon can be a place of dreams or pending doom. It can represent the end or the beginning of things. Yet beyond the horizon is a place we can only imagine. It's a beyond the beyond place, built on the culmination of the dreams of God and the action verbs at the center of His great heart. The Lord uses grammar in such a specific way, but I wonder why so often we only read the words someone else translated, then told us it was a great translation, and we never looked it up for ourselves to see or understand. I don't know about you, but I trust God. And men, well, not so much. We have faith in each other, and we may trust some more than others, but everyone who is a human being, at some point, will disappoint us. Life is built between the places of the past and the horizon with all stops in between. We can't go back to our past except through remembrance, although I must admit, history gets heavier the older I get. But the horizon, it's always up ahead and looks like potential, the future. It hasn't happened yet. So, to set your eyes on the horizon means to consider carefully and look to what may come. We all realize the horizon moves as we move, but no matter where we are, the horizon defines the intersection of earth and sky, that amazing place where the earth conspires with the sky. This evening, the topic is God's dreams, the infinite intersecting the finite. What does or has He imagined? What does God dream? I'm quite certain the Lord dreams very differently than we do. When He dreams, it happens. I imagine He must be very careful what He dreams. I suppose I'm suggesting His dreams are very conscious. He is completely self-aware and self-revelational. He is totally aware of even the smallest thing in His heart, but also reveals Himself according to infinite righteousness, holiness, and as an absolute visionary. In Him is unlimited sight from the end to the beginning. Helen Keller said, "Is there anything worse than being blind?" Yes. The most pathetic person in the world is someone who has sight, but has no vision. We imagine because God imagines, and He put it in our heart to practice dreaming and imagining just as He does. God's dreams are always beyond our horizon, which is why I used the phrase, beyond the beyond. We need to know dreaming and imagining is part of God's attributes, part of the landscape of heaven, and once again, He saw the need in man's heart to have an imagination, to dream and see, so He gave every human being the potential to do as He does. Dream, believe, and imagine. Tap your toe and dream a little, and I'll be right back.